Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Luke pointed out to me in the break that I had misspoken at the end of the last round. He's talking about the Republican Party and inadvertently said Democratic Party. Obviously, what I meant and said in my own mind was that will this split the Republican Party? The Republican Party is the party of Trump. So lest anybody think I think the Democratic Party is the party of Trump, the answer is no. And by the way, speaking about Kevin McCarthy's complicity in all this, Kevin McCarthy, this is the word, is petrified that he may be subpoenaed and have to talk about and answer questions about his phone call to Donald Trump on January 6th. Because remember, initially, there was a woman, a congresswoman from the state of Washington, who said, look, he told me afterwards he called Trump. He couldn't believe it. Trump was going to stand by and let them butcher people. And he said, come on, you got to call this off. And Trump said to him something along the lines of, these people care more about their country than you do. And then later he lied about it. And he was asked about that again, that account. And he said, no, that wasn't it. I called Trump. He was very concerned and it called them off. I'll tell you what, Kevin McCarthy, when you go under oath, there's a consequence. When you go under oath, there's a consequence. Which one is it? And if he tells the truth, which is what he told the congresswoman in the Republican Party, I'll tell you what, the rank and file will understand the truth, and he'll look like an idiot having lied to the press. However, if he sticks to the lie to the press, he's committed perjury. And that is what he is worried about, and that's why he's consulting lawyers to see how he can thread the needle and somehow be compliant enough with the perjury laws and shade it or say he doesn't remember. This guy is sneaky as heck, does not deserve to be speaker, but if they take back the House, this sneak who voted to overturn the election and deny the certifications will be the speaker of the House. Going to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. The bottom line with Trump is he incited and help work for an insurrection against our government. It's right there, plain to see. The people involved with this need to be held responsible. But that being said, Matt, in this state, the state of Wisconsin, no matter what the Republicans do, things are sort of gerrymandered, and it's looking like it's going to stay that way for two more years. Then not a single Republican will lose a congressional district. The Republicans will keep the Senate and they will keep the Assembly. Now, there's a good chance the Democrats may win the statewide elections because of Dane County. But the way this is set up now, and I don't know, I think the Republicans, I don't know how they set it up, but they control, once they got control, them along with Alex and some of these other organizations went about getting Supreme Courts, assemblies, governorships, the Senates, these states, and they almost overthrew the government, Matt. I mean, it's close. It was close in this state, and they singled out Milwaukee County, Dane County, and then you know the rest of the story, Detroit, Philadelphia, Atlanta. Well, I don't know where this is going, but if you look at this really hard, the Republicans could also win the Congress next year. So right. With that, I'm just, I get beside myself. I mean, not that the Democrats are not without their problems, but they're not trying to take the government over. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you know, that was a very succinctly put description of the gravest threat to our country since the Civil War, because remember when Biden won Wisconsin, he won by 20,000 votes. Well, Trump only beat Hillary Clinton by 27,000 votes and we didn't contest it. And they thought, well, that was great. Biden wins by 20,000 and they claim fraud. They lie. They claim fraud. Biden won Michigan by over 100,000 votes and they claim fraud. Biden won Pennsylvania by over 70,000 votes. They came fraud. He won Georgia by about 14,000. Arizona, 10 to 14,000. They claim fraud. To them, fraud is if the Republican doesn't win. And Paul, you put the nail on the head. You really hit it on the head. You really did when you said we came close to losing our democracy in the state because the Republicans went to court and they asked the Supreme Court and they asked the Supreme Court to rule that the certification was no good, that Trump had won. And I don't know if people remember this, but they met separately for a different slate of electors, all Trump electors that had the support of the Wisconsin legislature, that had the support of one of the members in the participation on the elections board, Spindell. And by 4-3, the Wisconsin Supreme Court rejected it, 4-3. One more vote, they would have overturned the election here. We would have gone to the U.S. Supreme Court. I think that they would have done the right thing. I don't know if they would have done the right thing. Three Supreme Court justices voted, to overturn the popular election. This is Wisconsin. In Arizona, there's a bill pending to make it a beauty contest that the legislature picks it, the gerrymandered legislature. Our democracy is under attack. Our democracy is under attack, and you can fight that attack with a lot less personal consequence than George Washington did, where he risked his life in battle, and his people risked their homes, their families, all of their property. We've got to stand up. The Republican Party is a clear and present danger to the United States. Not everybody, not Liz Cheney, not Mitt Romney, but the leadership of the Republican Party are a rabble, and they are an injury and a threat to the United States of America. Over the lines, Dan of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dan?
Hey, Matt. I'm just calling to, express my distaste with the gerrymandering and how, every time we talk about fighting gerrymandering, it seems like we have one solution, and that is, to wait for another 10 years to fix it and, to wait for new maps that are hopefully fair. And one of the things that we should be talking about, one of the things that helps fight gerrymandering is to have ranked choice voting. Ranked choice voting, by its nature, will help with some of the gerrymandering. It's not going to change a district from being Republican-leaning, but it will help minimize how extreme of a Republican gets elected, because you'll have multiple Republicans of different flavors in those areas. Same thing with, in Madison, you're going to have multiple Democrats of different flavors running, and with a ranked choice voting, the person who is acceptable to the most people is the one that's going to get in. We got to be attacking gerrymandering from more than one angle.
No, I appreciate that. Let me respond to that, Dan, because you raised a very interesting issue. The first issue you raised, though, is that it seems like we keep saying next 10 years. This time, Evers will veto the crooked map of Voss. He will veto the corrupted map of Voss. And then it's going to go to the courts. I'd like to see it go to the federal courts. I'm sure that our people are standing by to bring an action immediately. And I will say that Brian Hagedorn on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, even though he is a conservative, seems like a principled guy who's read the Constitution. And he certainly, when it came to challenging our democracy, stood tall. And the question is, will he see that with gerrymandering if it gets to the Wisconsin Supreme Court? The U.S. Supreme Court says it's not going to step in on political gerrymandering. They do step in on racial gerrymandering, but not political gerrymandering. So I think that these are important points. We're going to have to do it on our own. We have a Democratic governor. We can kick it into the courts. And if we put, they will put special masters or referees, they call them, to draw the lines. And if there are fair lines, even 50-50 lines, the Republicans will not have the legislature. That has been the problem. And essentially, you might as well have the Russian Politburo. I mean, they are They are craven. They are frightened of their donors. They're frightened of Voss. Voss is frightened of his donors. None of these people would their names wouldn't be known. They have no accomplishment whatsoever other than to be in office, and they will do anything to stay in office, including injure their own state and their own county. That's what's going on. When it comes to ranked choice voting, Dan, I have a slightly different opinion. Ranked choice voting works very well. I shouldn't say works very well. It's most effective in primaries. So if you have a Republican primary with five people running, ranked choice voting would possibly elevate the number two in the initial voting to number one. And if it's a more moderate person, great. But in the general election, you're going to have a Democrat, Republican, and that's it. Or maybe you'll have, you know, a Green. Well, unless it's a very close race and the Green votes are the ones that tipped it, like take a guy like Fitzgerald in the 5th District, ranked choice voting isn't going to have anything to do at all. There will be no Republican against him. And if you say ranked choice, regardless of party, okay, the Democrat's number two. You know, so what? But that isn't how it works. It's in primaries. So the other thing that bothers me about ranked choice voting is that most people, we're lucky to get them out to vote, frankly. When they get out to vote and there's a primary with like 12 people on it or five people on it, they don't have a clue. They vote for the name that they recognize or somebody they like, and they say, who's your number two? And they go, oh, well, okay. And then beyond that, three, four, five, it's, well, I don't know. So I do not think that ranked choice voting is the answer to gerrymandering, but I like your idea of firing a number of arrows at it, not just one. And if you support ranked choice voting, go for it. Go for it. I do not think it's going to be the silver bullet, but I respect people who do and go for it. The real silver bullet is going to be when we have fair maps and a fair maps commission like Iowa. And in the meantime, a special master or referee, as they call them, to draw the lines and have a court uphold it. So stand by, and I'd like to see it in place by 2022. We will see. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Look at my life.